Hello, and welcome to episode 14 of Sling of Crochet, the compass that pours cleaning fluid over the hob of film and wipes off self-help. In this episode, I'll be polishing Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park is a dinosaur about ambition, hubris, and technology. It offers clear guidance about the dangers of unchecked ambition, but does it offer equally clear guidance systems about self-help? But let's begin at the beginning, where it all starts. Let's imagine you're hunting for fossils. Perhaps you're a geologist or small-time dino head. Yes, you're happy in your work, it's something you enjoy doing, and you feel you're tapping into your own crater. But it's hard to shake the feeling that you're dangling on a whim. At any point, your funding could be cut. The well might run dry. You might have to pack up your troubles and take an office job along with every other schmuck. Into this scenario walks an opportunity. You can have as much funding as you like, provided you're willing to endorse a dino theme park. You're at the crossroads, being offered a shortcut by a friendly devil who's much closer than he appears in the mirror and not waving, but drowning. This is the basic situation in Jurassic Park. And it's a universal one. It happens all over the universe, not only on this planet. Luckily, the film explores the consequences of selling out, mainly horrendous personal danger, but it also demonstrates a number of alternative responses. First, we can eat ice cream in the control room, itself a well-known phrase meaning something like that other well-known phrase, to play cards when your hair's on fire, or, to put it another way, to ignore problems. This is self-evidently no kind of solution at all. A second path stretching out before us, like a narrow track for walking on, is this. Treat life as chaos, but seek to understand its patterns. Or, to put things in their another place, let water run down your hand any which way but loose. This is a more active response than consuming ice cream, but it's still essentially a glamorous distraction from reality, and one that leads to broken legs and broken marriages. So how should we respond to danger? The essential thing is to have an unshakable moral code. Even though it's been stirred by selling out when times seem prettier, it's still possible to recover your poise. In fact, Jurassic Park shows us that a simple mistake can turn into an opportunity to realise your core values and to enhance your skill set, even when you're being chased by dinosaurs. You might even call it a Jurassic perk if you wanted people to hate you. Thanks for listening to this epicenter of Sound of Music. If you want to leave a dino imprint of feedback, please visit iTunes or Twitter and leave your opinions scattered like fossils over a beach of text. Good day.